right, first thoughts, welcome. 42 degrees, WWIB. First thought, a story here. Chicago leaders and police prepare for possible teen takeovers on holiday weekend. What's up with this? Chicago leaders in the Windy City are bracing for the possibility of more local teen takeovers. I didn't know that was a thing. As the Memorial Day weekend gets ever closer. Meanwhile, violence prevention activist T.O. Hardiman plans to deploy outreach workers throughout the city of Chicago this weekend.
We're going to have about 400 or 500 outreach workers, violence interrupters out there working over the Memorial Day weekend to do our best to try to prevent violence on the front end. I'm not talking about coming after something happens. Our goal is to stop it before the shots are fired.
Problems in this major American city. Chicago police say they will strictly enforce the 10 p.m. curfew, and officials with the Chicago Public Schools have sent letters to parents reminding them of curfew ordinances. Meanwhile, today in history, May 20th, it is day number 140 on the year. In 1506, Christopher Columbus died in poverty in Spain on this day. In 1927, Charles Lindbergh took off from New York's Roosevelt Field in his Spirit of St. Louis airplane to begin his historic flight to Paris, France. And 33 hours later, Lindbergh landed in Paris, becoming the first person to fly solo across the Atlantic. Also, let's not leave out Amelia Earhart. 5 years later on this day in 1932, took off from Newfoundland for Ireland in her attempt to become the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean. In 1969, U.S. and South Vietnamese forces captured App Bia Mountain following one of the bloodiest battles of the Vietnam War. The mountain became known as Hamburger Hill. In 1989, comedian, actress Gilda Radner left us way too young. At the age of 42, she died of ovarian cancer.
I think that the people are worrying too much about conserving this country's natural resources.
Radner, best known for her work as a member of Saturday Night Live. And finally, on this day in 1993, the final episode of the popular sitcom Cheers aired on NBC. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Yeah, more than 80 million people tuned in to see the show's finale. Also on this day, 11 years ago, late night host David Letterman hosted his final late show with David Letterman, ending his 33-year run in late night television. Stephen Colbert will end his run late night on CBS tomorrow night. Dave's done some promos with him. And finally, our devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love, today titled, God isn't an editor, he's a creator. He's not looking for typos in our lives, he's looking for the beauty in them. Hebrews 8:12, I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. Goff says, I didn't set out to be an author. I wanted to build a school in Africa for child soldiers. If I wanted to bake cupcakes to sell, people would die. I'll stick with schools and words. A friend of mine encouraged me to write a book, so I did. I think it was Donald Miller encouraged him to write, and he wrote Love Does. Great book. Highly recommended. He says, I figured if there were a couple of typos, no big deal. We sold way over a million of them and gave all the money away. So I wrote another book. I learned I'm much better at living stories than making sure all the punctuation is correct. So I have a few people in my life who love that sort of thing, and they help me out. One of them is John, who's married to my daughter, Lindsay. John's an engineer, but that also means he's really good with details, and he really likes grammar. Parenthetically, Goff says, I still don't understand why, but I'm thankful nonetheless. Goff says, John would read my words and graciously fix all the errors I made. He didn't point out each one and shake his head in disapproval. He just took what I wrote and made it better. Bob Goff says, I used to think God was like an editor trying to find all the typos in my life, standing over my shoulder like a schoolmarm, ready to whack me on the knuckles with a yardstick. But I've learned that God isn't an editor, he's a creator. He's not giving us the hairy eyeball when we make mistakes. He's pointing toward the horizon with a gleam in his eye and asking us to lift up our eyes toward a better story. He wants to tell a story of redemption of everyone he could use to tell it. He's made you one of the main characters. He wants to keep your eyes on him. If there's a typo or two on a couple of pages of your life, don't obsess over it. Keep writing. God's got this. He'll help you make the changes you need to make, but his purpose for your life is much bigger than giving you a failing grade. Today's question, what typo have you been obsessing over? Happy anniversary to Michelle and Randy. Kristen, I just mentioned her, and she says happy anniversary to our own Michelle and Randy. Randy Johnson, yeah, enjoy your day, and I hope you plan a wonderful anniversary dinner. Well, there you go. Yes, our own Michelle Johnson, her husband Randy, with that anniversary today. They're not going to be in the drawing. Michelle, a staff member, but nonetheless want to let you know about that. And then also today, Sophia lets us know, Iana Klink, Sophia says, congratulations to my sister, Iana, for graduating high school. Yes, high school graduation's welcome. Here's another one. Christina Klink says, congratulations to my daughter, Iana. So, well, she's in there twice. Why not? Yeah, you can be in the drawing twice, and she will be, because two people told us about that high school graduation celebration. So,
there's a fly ball. Deep left center, headed towards the bleachers, and in the basket and gone. Bryce Terang, a two-run shot. The Brewers will take that shot in the arm.
Jeff Levering last night on Brewers TV as the crew secured a series win over the rival Chicago Cubs, 5-2 the final.
Win it Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show, and boy, what a great prize we're pursuing.
Indeed, have two full event tickets to OneFest 2026, July 31st through August 2nd in Connaught. These two OneFest tickets, plus parking thrown in as well, too, courtesy of Badger Steel and Rice Lake, one of our great coverage and promotion sponsors, as your hometown station of OneFest WWIB. Call in for your chance to win, 715-723-2555. This stumped folks yesterday. It's a simple question. One in five people say this causes them stress. It's a simple question, but a lot of possible answers. And we got a lot of great calls yesterday, and people jumping right in here, Havel. So I guess we'll go to the phones right away.
Let's do it.
Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday. You're on the Whip Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havel. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
Hi, Vicky.
Vicky, what do you think?
Not getting enough sleep.
Not getting enough sleep. One in five people say this causes them stress. Not getting enough sleep. Not it. And again, very possible, very plausible, just not what we are looking for. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name and where are you calling from on this fine Wednesday morning?
Evelyn from Fall Creek.
Hey, Evelyn.
Hey, Evelyn, what do you think?
Is it school?
Is it school? Does school cause you stress, Evelyn?
Of course. I'm really glad it's going to be over
soon. What grade are you in?
Sixth grade.
All right. Sixth grade. It's
graduating.
Tough. It's tough. Evelyn, is it school?
Sorry.
It's not. Thanks, friend. Call us back. 715-723-2555.
Somebody said tests yesterday, right?
Yeah, so. It would be a lot of different aspects of school. Yeah. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Tammy from Oak Mound.
Hey, Tammy.
What do you think?
The thought of dying.
The thought of dying. One in five people say this causes them stress. To be honest, just an aside a little bit, it was the thought of dying kind of keeping me up at night that brought me to the Lord, where it's like, I don't know where I'm going.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going. And so I praise him for bringing that stress into my life so I would turn to him. But is it what we're looking for?
It's not. But let me just say, Hebrews 2:14-15 is so powerful on that. Just check that out. Hebrews 2:14-15. So.
Amen. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Aiden from Mondovi.
Hey, Aiden, what do you think?
Filing taxes.
Filing taxes. I'm looking back to see if we had taxes and doing your taxes, I think, was guest yesterday. Yeah. So, Aiden, we're going to give you a bonus guess here.
Anything else?
Planning a vacation.
Planning a vacation. All right, good job thinking on your feet. Is it planning a vacation causing one in five people stress?
Sorry, Aiden.
It's not. Thank you for the call. 715-723-2555 for two full event tickets to OneFest, courtesy of Badger Steel in Rice Lake. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire again.
Vicky, back through. Go ahead.
How about balancing work and home life?
Sure. Work-life balance.
Life balance,
talk about that. Yeah. Is that what it is? One in five people say this causes them stress. Is it work-life balance?
It's not, but good thinking there, Vicky.
Yeah. I mean, and honestly, we found a lot of stress points potential.
I know.
Three guesses left here. Otherwise, we'll give you a clue after 7:45. Guess one of three. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Evelyn from Fall Creek.
What do you think, Evelyn?
Is it money?
Is it money? I think that was guessed yesterday, looking back through. All right, bonus guess, Evelyn, because it was guessed yesterday.
Anything else?
Driving.
Yeah, just driving.
Sure. Does driving cause you stress? 1 in 5 people say this causes them stress. Is it driving, Evelyn?
It is kind of stressful, especially the bigger cities, right? So,
I mean, not to always have Caleb stories for everything, but I did nearly get hit this morning, and it was my fault. So,
man,
I'm thankful for the Lord's protection over my stupidity.
Yeah.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Holly O'Claire.
Holly, what do you think?
Is it cleaning your house?
Cleaning your house. 1 in 5 people say this causes them stress. How about did Holly get it? Are we sending her to OneFest?
Great try. That's not it. Sorry, Holly.
Not it. All right. Last guess. Otherwise, we're going to have to give you a clue after 7:45. Phone line still jam-packed. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from Alma Center.
Mary, what do you think?
Speaking in front of people.
Public speaking.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fear of a lot of people. 1 in 5 people say this causes them stress. Is it public speaking?
It's a great guess. That's not it. Sorry. Win a Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show, and it's clue time.
We want someone to go to OneFest with free parking included, courtesy of Badger Steel and Rice Lake. 2 full event tickets to OneFest 2026, July 31st through August 2nd at the Chippewa Valley Music Festival grounds in Kadad. And Badger Steel, one of our great promotion coverage sponsors of OneFest 2026. We are your hometown OneFest station, WWIB. And the question we've been working on is this. 1 in 5 people say this causes them stress. Uh-huh. 1 in 5 of us say this causes them stress. And now we're giving you a clue.
Yeah. And so more specifically, this is a marriage stress.
All right. This is a marriage stress. From the information we've been given, 1 in 5 people say this causes them stress. It's a marriage stress. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
What do you think, Vicky?
Interacting with in-laws.
Yeah, that could cause some stress. Is it?
Sorry, Vicky.
It's not. Shout out to my mother-in-law, by the way, though. My goodness, yeah. She is phenomenal.
I have a great mother-in-law, too.
715-723-2555. Good morning. You're on the air, WWIB, on a Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Olivia from Fall Creek.
What do you think?
Is it meal prep?
Is it meal prep? 1 in 5 people say
that
this causes
guessed.
Them stress. Yeah, I would say meal prep has been guessed or close to it. So, Olivia, we'll give you a bonus guess here.
Okay, is it differing work schedules?
Differing work schedule. Yeah,
that's a good
feel
guess.
Like your ship's passing in the night all the time. Yeah, that's tough.
Great guess, but that's not it.
It's not. All right. 1 in 5 people say this causes them stress, and it's a marital stress.
Yeah,
marital
stress.
Stress in marriage. 715-723-2555. Good morning. The WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havel. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sarah from Eau Claire.
Sarah, what do you think?
Your spouse.
just plain out your spouse, yeah.
1 in 5 people say this causes them stress. We said it's a marriage stress. Is it just straight up your spouse? It's not. Thank you, Sarah. Call us back.
You'll see, we didn't ask Sarah if that was the case for her. So,
some questions are better left unasked.
Right.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire again.
All right, Vicky.
Go ahead.
How about planning a wedding?
Planning a wedding. 1 in 5 people say this causes them stress. Is it planning a wedding?
Sorry?
It's not. Thank you, Vicky. 715-723-2555. Let's go to the jam-packed phone lines. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Courtney from Rice Lake.
Hey, Courtney, go ahead.
Is it brushing your teeth and spitting on the bathroom mirror?
That's oddly specific. I'm not going to ask why that's so specific. 1 in 5 people say this causes them stress. Is it brushing your teeth and spitting in the bathroom mirror? It's not. Thank you, Courtney. Call back. 715-723-2555. We better say 3 more guesses here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dylan from Eau Claire.
Hey, Dylan, what do you think?
Chewing loudly.
That's a great guess.
Yeah, 1 in 5 people say this causes them stress, a marriage stress. Yeah. Suddenly you're like, I don't like the way you chew.
Yeah.
But
it might be something you want to learn about in the courtship and dating time.
You
but
might need to put that into your marriage vows.
Yeah, right.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Virgil from Whitehall.
Hi, Virgil.
Hey, Virgil, what do you think?
For 2 tickets to OneFest, what do you think?
I think when one spouse is a morning person and the other spouse is a night owl.
There you go.
Huh.
Honestly, my wife can stay up late. I'm useless after like 8 or 9, but I can get up in the morning. Is that
good
it?
Good thing.
Virgil? It's not. Thank you. 715-723-2555.
One more.
Eeny, miny, moe it here.
Yeah.
Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Trinity from Eau Claire.
Hey, Trinity. 1 in 5 people say this causes them stress. Our first clue, it's a marriage stress. For 2 full event tickets to OneFest, courtesy of Badger Steel and Rice Lake. Trinity, last guess this hour, what do you think?
Is it remembering birthdays or anniversaries?
Huh. These important dates. Is it remembering birthdays or anniversaries causing them stress? And maybe not the person, you know, maybe you're the person who forgets all the time. That causes you stress. Is that it? Trinity?
Sorry.
It's not. All right. We'll give you another clue. Howell's already come up with a clue for next hour.
Win it Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show. Another try on a challenging question.
And we are giving you another clue momentarily. 1 in 5 people say this causes them stress. 1 in 5 people say this causes them stress. Our prize, 2 OneFest tickets, full event OneFest tickets with parking courtesy of Badger Steel in Rice Lake. 1 in 5 people say this causes them stress. And we've said marital stress causes stress in a marriage. 1 in 5 people say this causes them stress in their marriage. Clue number 2, Havel.
The second clue is this would be a first world problem.
First world problems.
So yes.
1 in 5 people say this causes them stress. We've told you it's stress in a marriage and first world problem. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Lindsay from Fall Creek.
Lindsay, what do you think?
Is it money problems? One's a spender, one's a saver.
Okay. One's a spender, one's a saver. Money problems. Is that it?
Sorry.
Not it. Thank you. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Oakland. All
right, Vicky.
What do you think?
Dirty clothes on the floor.
Dirty clothes on the floor. Just miss the hamper or don't even realize it's there. Is it dirty clothes on the floor?
Sorry, Vicky.
It's not. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Nick from Eau Claire.
Hey, Nick.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say what to set the thermostat at.
Ah, yeah.
Definitely following the clues, stress in a marriage and first world problem.
Yeah, good job.
1 in 5 people say this causes them stress. Is it where to set the thermostat at?
It's not.
Good guess, though.
Yep.
Again, we appreciate it when you all follow the clues.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Stephanie from Barron.
Hi, hey, Stephanie.
Stephanie, go ahead.
Could it be leaving up the toilet seat or not putting it down?
I was looking, has that even been guessed yet? Because I kind of thought maybe it would be earlier.
I don't know if it
on,
has, but that's a good guess.
Yeah. Is it what we're looking for?
It's not.
Thank you, Stephanie. Call us back from Barron, 715-723-2555.
Might fit first world. I've been in the third world for a couple of years, and sometimes you just got an outhouse to deal with.
They don't worry about that quite as much. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Beth Deach in Eau Claire.
Go ahead, Beth.
Beth is always a late entry.
I know.
No, but you're a frequent winner. So what do you got for us today?
Being able to purchase food for your children.
Okay. 1 in 5 people say this causes them stress. We've told you stress in a marriage and first world problem. Is it being able to purchase food for your children? Is that it, Beth?
Nope. Okay.
Not it. All right. Thank you. 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sam from Eau Claire.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Sam. What do you think, friend?
I'll just say raising the children.
Raising the children.
Raising kids. Yeah,
raising the children. Maybe some not seeing eye to eye on that. Is that what it is, Sam? It's not, but thank you for the call. 3 more guesses left here. 3 more guesses left. Can we get a winner on a Win It Wednesday? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Lindsay from Fall Creek.
All right, Lindsay, start us off. What do you got?
Is it where to go out to eat?
Definitely a first world problem. Can be a marital issue. 1 in 5 people say this causes them stress. Is that it?
No.
Not where to go out to eat. Thank you, Lindsay. 2 calls left. Otherwise, we push this off 20 more minutes and give you another clue. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Caroline from Rice Lake.
Caroline, go ahead.
Is it leaving dirty dishes out?
So we've had a leaving dirty clothes out, but is it leaving dirty dishes out? It's like, you could have washed that.
Yeah.
Could have washed that. Is it leaving dirty dishes out?
I was doing a lot of dishes this morning before work.
Good for you. My goodness. That is a spiritual and husbandly discipline that I need to develop.
Yeah.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Gene from Eau Claire.
Gene, go ahead.
And I'd like to, I want to say having patience.
Having patience. 1 in 5 people say this causes them stress. We've told you. Marital stress, stress in a marriage, first world problem, is it having patience?
This is the last guess before 8:45, right?
Yeah, I do believe so.
For
Gene.
Two, for two tickets to OneFest. Gene, that's not it.
All right. Thank you, friends. We will give you another clue coming up after 8:45, and we will try this again, and we'll see if we can get a winner on a Win It Wednesday before it's Try It Again Thursday. In the meantime, enjoy this tune from Tyler Philip Radcliffe, This Little Light of Mine. WWIB, we are family, trying to give away OneFest tickets courtesy of Badger Steel and Rice Lake. The WIB Wake Up Show, Caleb and Havo, good morning.
Win It Wednesday and the WIB Wake Up Show for one more time.
715-723-2555, courtesy of Badger Steel and Rice Lake, one of our great OneFest coverage sponsors. We are your hometown OneFest station, WWIB. We've been working on this clue for your chance to win two full event tickets to OneFest this year, plus parking. One in five people say this causes them stress. One in five people say this causes them stress. We've said marital stress. This causes stress in a marriage, according to the data. Then we had another clue earlier on this hour.
Yeah, the earlier clue this hour was it's a first world problem. I can say I lived two school years in Liberia. This was never a cause of marital stress there for any couple I knew. And then third and finally, we've got another clue.
We do have another clue. Think outdoors. Think outdoors. Think outside. One in five people say this causes them stress. Stress in a marriage. First world problem. Think outdoors. 715-723-2555 as we go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dave from Mondovi.
Dave from Mondovi. What do you think?
Is it the spouse's hair? Hair everywhere?
Oh, sure. Maybe in the drains and such, clogging. One in five people say this causes them stress. Is it their spouse's hair? It's not. Thank you, Dave. Call us back at 715-723-2555.
Now, the third clue is think outdoors. I was thinking maybe the wind blew the hair.
I suppose it could. It could. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Ryan from Eau Claire.
Ryan, go ahead for a chance to win OneFest tickets.
Driving.
Driving.
Yeah. Think outdoors. That's done outdoors.
Following the clues, is it driving? They're driving. Yeah. Or maybe they're gasping while you're driving. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Justine from Chippewa.
Justine, go ahead.
Is it golfing?
Is it golfing? One in five people say this causes them stress. I thought golfing is supposed to be relaxing.
Yeah.
But
do you golf, Justine?
We used to as a couple.
Maybe it caused too much stress. Sorry to keep you on, but
you win! You're going to OneFest! How did you put it together, Justine? How did you figure it out?
Well, it was earlier. I was trying to call earlier, and you said it caused stress in a marriage, and I thought of a few friends. And I just know that wives tend to complain about their husbands golfing too much, and I don't know. It just came to my mind.
Yeah. One in five people say this causes them stress. Stress in a marriage, first world problem. Think outdoors. It's golf.
And this,
all things.
Yeah. Was this the first time you called in the last couple of days?
Today I heard it this morning.
Yeah.
After school drop off.
There you go. Yeah. First try.
Well done, Justine. Hang on the line. We'll get a couple pieces of information from you, and OneFest will send those tickets right to you. Again, thank you so much to Badger Steel in Rice Lake. Sponsoring this giveaway, Justine is our winner, and we're going to send her to OneFest courtesy of Badger Steel along with a guest.